J.C. Holloway joins us right now. You know, you come in here, get a win from Great Bend. Here at Great Bend, to me, is a big thing when you come in the league. Outstanding defense all the way through the ball game. J.C., very impressed.
Yeah, thank you. And I really had to hold our offense back there. You know, we were scoring too many points in the first half, so I tried to slow us down a little bit there. But, no, definitely, I really thought we rebounded well, against a team that does rebound extremely well and plays really, really hard on both ends of the floor. And they did, just like I tried to tell our guys. And it was slow the first half. It wasn't exactly what I was hoping for that first half, but I just didn't feel like we were doing a good enough job of pressuring. And so we had to stay back in that zone and just made it kind of a slow game.
Actually, I think you and I were both on the same page. Jerry had you down 28-24 as he sit there and showed you. That was one of my keys, was that we had to come in and rebound well against this team. You know what Henderson's able to do. But also on the other side is how difficult and how tough we play defense. I thought it was really throwing them fits. They were sitting there wanting to shoot something from long range. They came out and actually expanded their defense just a little bit, made us want to drive the ball, but we couldn't get in. I thought they adjusted very well too. But I thought Garden City came in here really a focused team, to be truthful, knowing that they haven't played, and I use this term 168 hours, that's a full week, haven't played like that even though it seems like it's been 2 weeks, but came in here and really focused well and got this win.
Yeah, definitely, and the second half was obviously better, but we did some things in the first half that got us some shots. We just we weren't getting them exactly where we wanted, and we weren't doing a good job of screening in their zone. But definitely, I think our guys were focused. I didn't have a problem with anything that they were doing focus-wise. It was just not knocking down the shots. And sometimes it's that not ready to shoot mentality that we had, that we've talked about in a few other games. We got to be ready to shoot first, and then if it's taken away, then do something else. But, here we were open. We were thinking pass and then to shoot. That's tough to do.
Talk about the comfort it is that you get 10 players into the ball game in the first half. You also get to go down and get a guy by name of Emilio Parr out here too. In my opinion, he seems like he picks up the chiefest fouls there are out there for barely just brushing people, in my opinion, because like I said, that I talk about being consistent and playing consistent all the way through. Sometimes guys are able to put their hands on people, some guys can't. But the deal is, it's good to see Emilio back. And also, Austin Terpstra, I thought, didn't score tonight. I think it's been three straight games he hasn't scored. But the thing is, what a great job on the boards that he did tonight, keeping some balls alive.
He did, and I knew that was going to wear him out a little bit, putting him on Henderson. But I really had confidence in his ability to block him out and play solid defense on him. And I know it wore him out. There were some shots that he took that were tired shots. You could tell legs were a little bit out of it, but that's growth, that's maturity, and being able to just go out and do what we need him to do to win a game.
Tonight you really kind of made a statement, probably wanted to go after the rebounds big time. You started a big lineup, had Riggsy and Keller start the game on the bench, had Nanig out there also with Caleb Tramp, who Caleb Tramp could show you that the guy's able to go in there and battle also with some of the big boys.
Oh, he does a good job, and I really felt like he played longer minutes tonight, longer quality minutes. I know I keep talking, if you've heard this show a few times, that's what I talk about a lot, but he's just doing a better job of mentally pushing through tiredness and doing a good job, and he's growing every game.
Are you letting Bo Banner have green light anytime? Because like that, he just seems like he's really feeling it right now and really has taken over the scoring on this basketball team, because he started off slow in the season, obviously with those injuries, but it just seems like whenever he's just feeling it, he's able to go get it.
Well, yeah, and sometimes he thinks that that means right across half court.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of good things, and I know sometimes he probably thinks that it's not really going well for us offensively, so he's going to try to step up. But he does so many other things that it's hard to say much to somebody that works as hard as he does.
And one more real quick, I really thought the game started to turn there was when Denton Keller was playing some great defense against Beck. Oh. Beck wasn't allowing any spacing before he do a crossover, and you cannot do a crossover without any spacing in front of Denton Keller.
Well, that was great to see, because that sometimes is what usually happens to us. He did. He struggled, didn't play but maybe 30 seconds in the first half because he got two quick fouls. And he came back and he didn't pout on the bench and didn't complain about it and came back in the second half when he got a chance or at the end of the quarter there and made something happen.